Tonight, some artworks will come to life at the Museum of Fine Arts Boston. Not paintings or sculptures, but instruments, with help from more than 20 musicians. The event, called Art in Tune, is part of the museum's ongoing effort to engage more people with pieces that usually sit safe and silent behind the ropes and the glass. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports.
When you enter the MFA from Huntington Avenue, you could easily walk right by a room of rarities.
I always hear, wow, they have musical instruments here.
Musical Instruments Department Coordinator Bobby Giglio wants more people to know about the eclectic 1,200-piece collection that spans the ages. There's a silver-encased shell trumpet, likely from Tibet. An African lamellophone, or mbira, played by thumbing its metal prongs. And an intricately carved and painted harpsichord made in Paris, 1736.
This maybe is more typical of what you would think is in a museum of fine arts, being that it's highly decorated. But what we want to do here is break that mold.
That's one reason why tonight musicians will fill 11 spaces around the museum with live music played on historic and contemporary instruments, including a recently acquired quintet of electric strings crafted this year. Berklee College of Music Associate Professor Chelsea Green's nimble fingers dance across a sleek auburn-colored NS electric viola that's plugged into an amp.
So it gives you different colors, different timbres, different tones that can create different ideas.
Green's playing her rearrangement of Coltrane's My Favorite Things. While her viola looks futuristic, she's flanked by glass cases holding centuries-old Italian strings by Stradivarius, also fiddles and harps from India and Africa.
At one point, these were actually in the game, you know, like they were working and people were making and creating art on it. And I'm just excited to be a small part of being able to witness that even on this side of the glass.
For her, it's a little like being a kid in a candy shop without any money.
I mean, I just want to just get it out and let's make it a playtime.
Green is curious about what a Ugandan ndongo would sound like. It's made with goat hair, seashells, and lizard skin. The museum has a recording of a modern ndongo, but the MFA's delicate instrument, traditionally used for storytelling, is not on tonight's bill. Giglio says featured instruments had to be chosen carefully.
We have to see what is particularly interesting for the audience and what is sufficiently playable, because we need musicians to be able to express themselves fully.
Another way the MFA has been activating its instruments is through pop-up performances in the music room. Martina Vodarczyk specializes in historic keyboard instruments and has been volunteering to play this 18th-century English-made grand, commissioned for a prime minister of Spain. She calls it a time machine that takes us back to when the piano was a centerpiece of modern culture.
Just like people today stand in long lines to get the newest smartphone, back in the 18th century, everyone wanted to have the newest keyboard instrument.
Vodarczyk says to really feel the MFA's keyboards, they need to be played, like visual artworks need to be seen.
If you enter an art gallery and there are paintings hanging on the wall, if you imagine that they are covered, and they are there, but you can't look at them, it's terrible. So if you enter a music room and there are all these instruments, but you can't hear them, it's equally terrible.
Instruments coordinator Bobby Giglio says a lot of people ask if the instruments need to be played to be kept alive.
The answer from a scientific point of view is that the instruments don't need to be played to be maintained. It's more of a spiritual thing. Players feel like they need to be expressed.
But every time an instrument is played, it degrades a bit, he says, and it's the museum's responsibility to preserve the collection in perpetuity. Giglio understands how the musicians feel and adds, you don't need to be a musician to connect with these objects.
These objects are human artifacts. They're representative of human hands making something in history, and that's a link to all of us.
They're part of our collective experience, he says, and every one of these instruments can tell us its own fascinating story. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea. Thank you.